Okay, so the Gemara, actually I had you guys do a whole Gemara, which it wasn't necessary for you to do, but I hope you enjoyed learning it. The main part of the Gemara that I want you to see was Safik Tzoa, well, there's two Lashonas of the Gemara. Safik Tzoa Asura, Safik Mei Raglayim Mutarim. Yikud Yamre, Safik Tzoa Babayis Mutaris, Ba'ash Basura, Safik Mei Raglayim, Afilu Ba'ash Namu Mutarim. Okay? And the Gemara says it's because the distinction is between Mei Raglayim and Tzoa is because Mei Raglayim is Midrabanon, because Lo Asur Tzoa El Keneged HaOmud. Whereas Tzoa is Asur, and the Gemara bases it on this theory in the two Psukim, it's Mashma that what? One pasuk says the yad tielecha, that you have to have a place to go michus l'machne, and it doesn't mention anything about v'chisisas teyosecha. And then the other one says v'yaseh tielecha, you should have a shovel, and then it says v'chisisas teyosecha. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yonason says that one's talking about Meir Aglaim, one's talking about Tzoa, that Meir Aglaim doesn't really need to be covered. Because Mei Raglayim, once it's taken place and it's on the ground, it's Mutabdi Rabbonin, right? So why do you do it in it? Why do you have to go out to the Machne at all? Why can't you do it in the Machne? So the Rishonim say that in the Machne there are people who are talking and learning on a regular basis, so it'll be connected Amud. Whereas Tzoa has to be covered because that's Usur, obviously, when it's in place, in situ, right? And you have to cover it even mechutz l'machana. People are not mechutz l'machana. Some people are mechutz l'machana. They may come upon it and be talking, learning, or davening, saying tilam also. Okay. But you do see from over here, and this is something that I think we discussed, is that there's a difference. The difference between Safik Tzoa and Safik Mei Raglayim is the difference. One is a Safik Deraisa, one is a Safik Derabanan. It's interesting the way the Gemara says it. The Gemara says they only made a gzera on Vaday. They didn't make a gzera on Safik. This gets involved in the whole question about why Safik Derabanan was a kula. It's from this Gemara, it's Mashma Safik Derabanan is a kula because they only made a gzera bivado. They didn't make it. It's not pshat because a Safik of a Dindu Rabbanan has less of a serious quality to it, and it ends up being lakula. It's Mashma from the Gemara that no, it's because they only made the gzera when it's vada. They didn't make it.
And you can say that by all Rabbanans, or just
there's a discussion about that among the Achronim. But what you do see over here, the distinction between Safik Tzoa and Safik Mei Raglayim, since one's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan, so I asked the question, but if this is talking about Tefillah, it's not clear, it actually seems to be talking about Kriya Shema, but what would be the Tefillah? Would you make the distinction, according to the Ramban, between Safik Tzoa and Safik Mei Raglayim? According to the Ramban, there is no mitzvah of tefillah. There is no mitzvah of tefillah, right? With the Raisa, there is no mitzvah of tefillah. It's only mitzvah of Rabbanon. There may be a mitzvah of tefillah, the Eis Tzara, possibly, but there's no real chiyuv of tefillah. So the answer everybody gave me very well is that what? There's no mitzvah. There's no obligation. So you have to daven, but there's a kiyum of tefillah. If you daven, it's not a kiyum mitzvah.
Right.
It's not even a kiyum mitzvah. It's not the difference between a mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah kiyumis. It's not like matzah or whatever it is.
Right.
There's no kiyum mitzvah if you daven the raisa either. Mm-hmm. But it is davening.
Right.
And if it's davening, it would be a violation of a hoyim machanecha kodosh if you did it in a place that had tzoa. This is a little bit of a chiddush. That according to the Rabban, even though there's no mitzvah of tefillah, there's an entity called tefillah. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but there is such an entity. It's a Kiddush. But it seems to be that way. And there are other examples. I gave you the example of Duchening and stuff like that. There are other examples where you see that according to Ramban, that there is such a thing as tefillah midoraisa. Halachic. It's not just such a thing as tefillah. Obviously, you could say people in Torah daven. Yes, they're daven, but there's no such a halachic entity. The daven people did it, but it doesn't mean there's a halachic entity. But you see, there is.
That's not a mitzvah.
That's not a mitzvah.
And not a
Derabanan. Well, in this Derabanan, sense, the Derabanan is a chiyuv to do it.
In this sense, though.
Derabanan is a chiyuv to do it.
I know, but in the Ramban sense, that when you do this act voluntarily,
right,
you're mekayim something, but not a mitzvah.
I wouldn't say mekayim anything. I would say you are davening. You are davening.
And davening is what?
And that exists on a Derisa level. It's an act.
enact and it's a mitzvah.
No. I didn't say anything about it being a mitzvah.
It's an entity.
Think about it, Mark. Okay, so what does the Gemara say over here? The Gemara says that Suffolk Soal Abayas Muteras, which the Pura means that if you're in a bias and you want to know whether you can daven or say Kriya Shema, since Rashi said normally you don't have Soal in a bias, so you could do it. You don't seem to have to check or anything, right? But Ashba, you'd have to check to make sure there's no Soal, but otherwise you could do it. Okay. Then we have the Gemara on Chav Beis and the Beis. The Gemara there says that two dinim. One din is Haya Omeid B'Tfila V'Ro Tzoa Kenegdo. If you're in the middle of davening, you see Tzoa in front of you, outside the Dalav Amos, but within your eyesight. So Mahalchul Fonavad Shishuken Alachor of Dalav Amos. So you run in front of it, past it, so it's at least Dalav Amos behind you. And then what do? Continue davening is mashma, right? Not daven over, but mashma, continue davening, right? Because now it's no longer in your dalat amos, and it's no longer in your eyesight, because it's what? Behind you, right? Right? Okay, that's the first case. The next case is hayim espalo matzatzor bimkomo. What about if you found it not kenegdo, but bimkomo? Amaraba afa pishachata tfilas tfila. So Pashup Shad in this Gemara is, the Maskon of the Gemara is that if you find Tzoa in your Makom, you watch, you're not Yotzi davening at all, and you have to daven over again. Okay? If you're middle davening, you have to stop in the beginning. If you daven, finish davening, you have to, what's the difference? One is Makomo Elchura and one is Kenegdo. If you look in the Rosh, in the Simen Chav Bey. So the Rosh says that what is this talking about? What's the case where it doesn't say? It says just Hayim Espalel Umatzav Tzobim Komo. It doesn't say anything about what kind of a place this was. So the Rosh says, you know what kind of a place? He brings the Ri, the Nira Ri, the Mayri, the Makam Shiroi, the Stapik, the Litlo Shiashim Tzoa. Hilkach Posha Matchila, Lakach Tzulasa Tzoeva. That we're talking about over here in a place where he should have checked. Because it was a place we should have thought maybe there is so. In other words, not a bias,
right,
but an ashba, yeah, right? Yeah. But in a bias, what happens if you're in a bias and you daven and matzah tzov and komo according to the Rosh?
No problem.
If you finish davening, what's the din?
No problem.
No problem. You daven perfectly well. You daven with tzoa?
Honest. No.
So maybe you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of ahoya machanecha kodosh, but you did fulfill the mitzvah of davening. That you did. Notice it doesn't. The only time that the davening becomes a toeva, according to the Rosh, is if you're a Rosha. Then the davening is invalidated by the virtue of it being a zevach hashoyim. It's only a zevach hashoyim if you're a Rosha. You're only a Rosha if you did something you shouldn't have done. What shouldn't you have done? You shouldn't have davened in an ashba without checking. But by a bias, where you're allowed to daven without checking, you're not a Russia, fine, no problem.
What about a straight field, not an ashba, not a bias, so?
Depends on whether it's a place where you're supposed to check or not. That's what it says, go to the Rush.
Uh-huh. If animals are going,
so then it would,
okay,
be,
that's the Rush.
Be an ashba.
What does the Ritva say? Who has the Ritva?
The
okay. Let me see the original, because somebody made very small copies.
Ah, your mother.
So the Ritva says on the Gemara on Chavez Medbeis, Hol v'chata ain't you lost a tefila kloma, Hol v'chata v'shkoga kama. He says not that this person did something wrong. He didn't really do anything wrong. He just, it ends up that something bad happened. He's talking about we're talking about a normal case of a person davening in his house, right? And a normal case of a person davening in his house, what did our Gemara say on Daf Chafei? Safek Tzor B'Bayis Muteres. Okay? Safek B'Bayis Muter. So therefore he was allowed to daven. So, nevertheless, what's the din? If you find Tzor B'Mkomo, then zevach hashoyim toeva. Umayd amarava hai zevach hashoyim toeva hu lav dafka hashoyim. It doesn't mean he's really such a big Russia. Shaharei lo chata, ela bishgoga. He's not, I mean, he's not the worst person you could think of. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, really. It ended up that he davened in a place where he shouldn't have. But he followed the rules. Ela kizav achrashoyim koma, which is amazing. The reason why this pasuk is brought is the tefillah keneged korban hibah, because it says zevach rishoyim, right? What it said? The korban of a rasha is a teweva. Here we're talking about the tefillah of a person who's kirasha.
No, he says that is also a teweva. He didn't say kirasha.
All right, so you have to.
He said kizevach.
He said
kizevach. It could be the offering. It's not the person. Kizevach.
He's answering the question.
No, because the zevach.
Hold on a second. He says lav daf. Look at. You didn't learn the Ritva before.
I'm learning.
Okay, so let's learn it together. Lav dafka. You see that?
Right. He's not a
Rasha. Lav
dafka. What
does that mean?
He's not a Rasha.
Sharelo chota
shkoga. He's not a Rasha.
It's like a zevach of a rishayim.
What's the difference?
Because
it's the person or the zevach. In other words, you're not a rasha, but your offering is like the offering, the puzzle offering of a rasha.
I think you're.
In other
English
words, you gave
grammar,
a bad
too.
Offering. It's you're not a rasha, but this offering's a negative. Well, you could learn
so
a zevach.
So the other one also would be like a zevach of
who,
a rasha.
Which other one?
If he did it b'shkaga, I mean, did b'chev b'mezim.
We're not talking about Mazer. We don't know what he would hold on to Mazer. Mazer, it could be he's a Russia. That would be even worse. Here, even though he's a shogeg, this
I hear what Mark is saying. Mark wants to say that this is not really a case of Zerach Shoyim Toeva, but it has the same din as Zerach Shoyim. That this tefillah is equivalent to the Zerach of Shoyim. What's the reason?
Well, then you could also
say... What's pshat in the Ritva? What's the svar in the Ritva? Why is it tefillah so toeva? Why is it not yotzei? Why not yotzei? So maybe the rush doesn't even... Maybe the Ritva doesn't even say, according to Mark.
They invoke that pasuk when if somebody makes a bracha on something trade. It's not much a bracha. They invoke that zevach rishon toeva in a situation like that.
That's...
If I did some chazer and he makes a shot.
That's botzea beirech nietz
Hashem. That's another one, right.
So that could be the first shot in Pshat and Tosfos.
People don't know about that.
So
what's the pshat in the Ritva? Why is it that even with shogeg, so it might have to do with whether or not, according to the Ritva, maybe pshat is, how do you understand this din of v'hoya machanecha kodosh? Is v'hoya machanecha kodosh a separate mitzvah? That you have to daven, and you have to have a holy machaneh. And if you don't have a holy machaneh, you're violating v'hoya machaneh kodosh. Or is v'hoya machaneh kodosh a prerequisite in order to daven? If you don't have v'hoya machaneh kodosh, it's not a davening. So according to the Rush, the Rush says that good. If you davened in a place where you had a right to think you should daven, because suffix over bias from terrorists, so your davening is fine. Your tefillah was not kodesh, your machanecha was not kodesh, your tefillah was b'mokum tzoa. So the pshat answer is, yeah. So your davening was good because it wasn't zevach rishoyim, but you didn't fulfill v'hoya machanecha kodesh. Two separate things. But according to the Ritva, it seems suggesting that the Ritva says that v'hoya machanecha kodesh is not a separate mitzvah. It's redefining what you need in order to do tefillah and Torah and Kriyashma. That tefillah needs that it should be done in a way that is v'hoya machanecha kodesh. If it's a violation of v'hoya machanecha kodesh, even if it's b'shogeg, even if it's b'onus, maybe he doesn't talk about that. But if you daven, if someone could think of something that would prove me wrong over here, let me know. But as far as all the Gemaras that I've seen, I don't have any raya that if you daven in a place where there's soa, even if you had no obligation and no way of knowing the soa was there, but still it wasn't machanecha kodesh, you're not yotzei davening. I didn't do an avera, good, you didn't do an avera, but it wasn't machanecha kodesh. Nebuch lo hoya machanecha kodesh is also lo hoya machanecha kodesh. Right? So what I want to suggest to the machlokis between the Ritva and the Rosh.
The Ritva says you have to daven again?
The Ritva says, the Gemara says,
does not say that.
Everybody holds you have to daven again, except for one sheet in Tosas that I don't want to confuse people with. Parshat Shai Gemara is Zevach Hashoyim Toeva means that you have to daven it over again. It's not davening, it's a Toeva. That's Parshat Shai in the Gemara. Mark is referring to a sheet this region who holds that it's just a Toeva, but you don't say davening. At least that's the way I understand that region. That doesn't mean that it's not davening. Poshim Shad Zerub Shom Toeva means that you're not Yotze davening, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now the Rambam.
So. Do you convince Rabba of this? Rabba seemed to hold that it's Yotze anyway.
No, but he didn't come back. So. What? He didn't, Rabba didn't come back.
He didn't answer him back. You're right.
No. No.
Rabbi didn't answer Rabbi. They were having a discussion, right?
Rabbi was the last word.
It seemed like they were having a discussion, right. So who got the last word? Rabbi.
Well, that's
Rabbi.
Yeah. Rabbi also lived longer. I mean, lived later.
Is that true? They didn't live the same time?
No, he lived. Rabbi lived 40 years.
Okay.
Rabbi lived past Tobias, so it's got to be, he's got to live later. He was a.
It doesn't mean they didn't have.
No, they were children together.
Okay.
No, but he was a child when Rabbi was a god. Okay.
Anyway, if you look in the. In the Rambam, let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah says, Chamisha Dvarim Akvin Es Tefillah. Chamisha Dvarim Akvin Es Tefillah. Afal Bisha Giyazvana. The five things that preclude proper davening, even if you daven bismana. He said, because he told you first what this vine is, now he's telling you that even if you daven bismana, there are five things you need. The Rambam is amazing what he does, is he takes all the halachos of Hilchos Tefillah and he puts them into different categories. The Gemara didn't do that, but the Rambam, he organizes it, conceptualizes it, and that's the godliness of the Rambam, and puts it into different categories. He says, what are the five things? Taras Yedayim, Kisi Erva, Taras Makom HaTefillah, Dor Machov Simul Sobe Kavan HaSaleh. And then he proceeds to discuss each one of those things, and I skipped up to Taras Mokam HaTefillah, because that's what we're discussing about. So he says, Taras Mokam HaTefillah, I think this is Aloch Ches, Taras Mokam HaTefillah Ketzat, Lo Yisba B'Mokam HaTinofes, V'lo B'Merchatz, V'lo B'Beis HaKiseh, V'lo B'Ashba, V'lo B'Mokam She'esh, B'Chezkas, She'eino B'Chezkas Tara, Ad Shiv Dekenu. There's a whole discussion about what's the din of Ashba. Ashba, he says you can't daven in Ashba. The question is, you can't daven in Ashba unless you check it, or you can't daven in Ashba at all. But he says, "Lo b'makom she'ein b'chesed tara ad shiv dekenu." Cholo shel davar kol makom she'ein korim bo kriyas shema ein mispalim bo. L'shem she'machikim mitzom mimeraglayim v'riachra min ameis v'riyas erva l'kriyas shema kei machikim v'tfila. It's the same thing. Okay, halacha test. Hamispalim matzotzovim komo. Okay, that's the Gemara on Dachav Beis Amid Beis, right? That's the case of Tani Idach, right?
Well, it's not
exactly,
but anyways. Yeah,
I think so. It's part of the Bryce over there. Okay, Mespal Umotza Umotza Tzom Hoil v'chota, if neishlo bodok ad shlo hispalel, chozer umispal b'mokam tor. So he passing like whom? He paskins like Rava. Right? Hoil v'chota. He says, hoil v'chota. Hoya omid b'tfila motzat tzor kenegdo, yuchal la'aloch lefonok deishu kenelachor av arba amos.
Chozer
umispal,
what does that
mean?
Got to daven over again.
He's saying you got to daven over again.
Yeah.
Meaning your tefillah is no good.
Right.
So, let me just finish the Ramadan. I'll go back to that phrase over there. So your only tefillah on nivtz tzor kenegd, about the tzor kenegdo, miyachal alach levona kadesh yizurkenu la'achrav arba amos, yahaloch. Vim lav yisalkenu l'tzadin, vim eni yachal, yafsik. Okay? All right. So, what some want to say in the Rambam is difficult for a lot of reasons, but one of the problems people have in the Rambam is the Rambam doesn't say that this is a place, Mispalu Motzatzorim Komo, he doesn't say it's a place that you that you that's Ashba or someplace. It doesn't talk about it's a place that you had to check.
Right.
So what they want to say is that the some of the Achronim want to say that the Rambam holds like the Ritva. That what? That even the place we don't have to check, nevertheless, it's considered that tefillah requires, at least tefillah, I'm not sure if you'd say this by Kriyat Shema, that tefillah requires taharos hamakom. Was that the Lashon Rambam? Taharos b'kol matefillah. And if taharos b'kol matefillah means that it either has to be a makom kavua l'tefillah, or even in the bias, even though we say suffix bias muteris, right? That's only by Kriyat Shema. But tefillah requires taharos hamakom, the special requirement by tefillah of taharos hamakom. So if you daven in a place that doesn't have taharos hamakom, and you would not be yotze. That's they want to say, similar to the Ritva. I'm not sure that I understand that's so obviously pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam says hol v'chotam v'shlo bodak. It sounds like he's that's not what the Ritva would say. He wouldn't say v'chotam, but that's how some of the Achronim want to learn pshat in the Ritva. Okay, we'll stop over here. Actually, I wanted to tell you over. I have a minute? No, I don't have a minute.
We're learning next week.
We're not learning. There's no. Not planning on giving shiur till after Yontif.
So you have to connect this padika to the padika.
Yeah, Mark has a whole theory as to connection, what the connection is between this shiur today and Pesach, and it has to do with whether or not, just like the discussion over here, whether you have to check the place that you're in or within your eyesight for sowet before you can daven. So he thinks it has a connection to Bdikas Chametz.
As long as you don't have to put out 10 little tzoras to check for it.
Okay, I'm a concussion
man. And if you don't have 10, you can run to the town, they'll send you a package.